This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
I saw a big alarmist article the other day. By the year 2100, the oceans are going to rise 1.5 inches.
The Health Ranger Report.
I'm thinking to myself, 1.5 inches? That doesn't wipe out coastal cities, okay?
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Welcome to Health Ranger Science at healthrangerscience.com. Today I was reading a science paper. I review hundreds of science headlines every day. And today I saw a story about, well, actually a science paper that looked into why it is that after every rainstorm, weather forecasters, like local news weather people, they get calls from the public saying, was that caused by climate change? Was that climate change? Like every time there's an event, a drought, a heavy rainstorm, a tornado, they get calls from all these people. Was that climate change? And it turns out that the climate change cultists, you know, the climate change alarmists, have brainwashed the entire public into thinking that every event, every weather event is now caused by climate change. This is the biggest mind con job in the history of climatology. It's hilarious. It's pathetic, but it's also dangerous because people believe this stuff. Every hurricane, every tornado, they think it's climate change. Every drought, they think it's climate change. It rains too much, it's climate change. Doesn't rain enough, it's climate change. It's too hot, climate change. Too cold, climate change. It just goes on and on. It's insane. And if you really think about this rationally, what you come to understand is that the climate change believers, which is basically the entire political left and many other people as well, they must think that planet Earth was a totally peaceful, tranquil planet with no extreme weather events ever until people started driving SUVs. Basically, the dawn of the Industrial Revolution is the turning point, they think. And now, tornadoes are caused by climate change because people are driving cars. This is what they think. They're lunatics, but this is what they believe. If you look at the actual history of the planet, the actual science of geology, tectonic plate shifts, volcanoes, extreme weather events, the history of planet Earth is a history of insanely violent, extreme, crazy weather. Much more violent and crazy than anything we're seeing right now, by the way. The history of the planet is rife with, you know, huge, massive volcanoes, tectonic plate shifts, huge earthquakes, massive hurricanes. There's geological evidence of this all over the planet. If you talk to a geologist about this and you say that, oh, the Earth never had any extreme weather events until, you know, the year 1880 or whatever, or 1925, whatever you want to call the turning point, they would laugh in your face. Because they would say, no, the Earth has had extreme weather events for as long as it's been here. I mean, climate change is a constant. The climate is always changing. And this is the big mind, I don't want to curse here, this is the big mind job of the climate change cultists and the quack science climate change pushers like Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson and all those people. That they have brainwashed everybody into thinking that normal everyday events around them are all caused by this magical invisible climate change disaster. They've actually convinced people to hallucinate that every time they see something, they are now hallucinating into believing that it's caused by climate change. Literally, they have mass hypnotized the entire population virtually into a mass hypnosis event that would make David Copperfield proud. I mean, stage magicians haven't even pulled off anything this big. The climate change narrative is the largest example of mass hypnosis and mass hallucination that our world has ever seen. That's what it is. It's stage hypnosis multiplied, expanded to the entire country and even the entire world. And so people, every time it rains, they call the weatherman or the weatherwoman or the weather transgender, whatever you want to say. that call the weather it, and they say, that must have been caused by climate change. Was it climate change? It's insane. I guess it's getting to the point. They also say climate change causes anger, violence, mood disorders, depression. It's going to get to the point now where people are going to go to the doctor and say, I feel depressed. Was it caused by climate change? And the doctor's going to say, yes, and here is your climate change anti-depression pill. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly what it is coming to, because these people are morons. Well, okay, maybe they're just really gullible. Maybe they're not morons, but they sure are gullible to and subject to hypnosis. People don't think for themselves anymore. They just buy whatever the establishment is selling. People have no idea that CO2 levels right now are the lowest or near the lowest they've ever been in the history of the planet. And yet the climate change alarmists are screaming, oh my God, the CO2 is going so high, so high, so high. It's like 400, maybe 410 parts per million right now. I can show you charts from the government where it was over 6,000 parts per million. That's about 15 times higher than it is today. Was the planet 15 times hotter? No, it was no hotter whatsoever. the planet, the average global temperature has varied between 12 degrees centigrade to 22 degrees centigrade, roughly, back and forth, cycling up and down over the last, 750 million years or so, regardless of the CO2 levels. When CO2 was high, temperature was low sometimes. CO2 was falling, temperature sometimes would go higher. There's no correlation. There's certainly no causation. And yet, people are so brainwashed by the climate change alarmists that they will believe anything, and they call up the weatherman. There was fish raining out of the sky. Was that climate change? Or my neighbor's birds pooped on my car. Was that climate change? Or, soon coming to your doctor, someone will walk in there and say, I'm unable to digest dairy products. Is that climate change? Whatever. They're just going to blame climate change for everything, which means that the whole narrative is total lunacy. So if you believe climate change, you need to have your intelligence inspected. You need to go back and take a look and ask yourself, where did you first accept that belief? Do you even remember? What convinced you? No, seriously, ask yourself that question. If you believe in climate change, what convinced you of climate change? Because I guarantee you, for most people, the answer is a bunch of other people said they believe it. In other words, you've never looked at the data. You've never seen a chart of the history of CO2 overlaid with the history of average global temperature. You've never seen that. You've never looked at any data. You've never sat back and looked critically and made an informed decision. All you did, for most people, was accept the same BS that all of your stupid friends believe because they are obedient, conformist sheeple, just like you, if you believe that. Yeah, I'm not going to be politically correct here. If you believe climate change alarmism, you deserve to be excoriated. You need to go back and look at why you believe that, and you need to question that belief and actually make an informed decision. If you make an informed decision, you will have to reject the climate change narratives that we're all being told today. Oh, every flood is climate change. Every raindrop out of the sky is climate change. You think it didn't rain before we started driving cars? Really? You don't know anything about history then. You're a moron. You need to upgrade your IQ on this issue and probably every other issue as well. Trust me, there were tornadoes and droughts and floods and hurricanes and volcanoes and everything when people were riding horseback. If you don't believe me, learn some history. Educate yourself. Be something other than a cultist, mass hypnotized, alarmist, conformist, obedient moron, which is what the climate change people are. All right, if you want some more real science, and not the made-up Bill Nye science, go to healthrangerscience.com and share it with others, because we have got to combat the total idiocy and lunacy that is this mass climate change hypnosis, illusion, and mass hallucination phenomenon. It's absurd. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.